It's funny how a big lie can make us all kids again.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke, that over there is Brian. We're taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789. You're listening to us on Devil Radio 92.7 FM in Madison, as well as WTTN 1580 AM out of Columbus, the Shaw 101 FM out in Waukesha, and WAUK 540 AM in Jackson, Wisconsin.
Before we get there, I do want to play this sound.
Yeah,
I want to play this sound of the GOP debate last night. Or was it last night?
It was last night in Green Bay. I believe it was a private charter school that hosted the event. A conservative talk show host, Joe...
I'm sure people of all different types were there, and all different probably whitenesses were available. Anyway, let's...
See any pictures of the audience, so I can't talk on that, but I did...
When I close my eyes, I don't see dark-skinned people.
I saw the video clip, Brian, like right before we were going on the air. Obviously, you and I were monitoring the House Select Committee hearings because we were broadcasting them live here on Devil Radio and on the Shaw, and so we were keeping an eye out for that, but I was like... As they started to wrap up, I could tell that we were going to be putting on a show today. And I was like, all right, let's see what other headlines are going on out there. And our friends over at the Heartland Signal, digital newsroom here in the Midwest, put up this clip of the it's about a minute from the Republican gubernatorial debate last night. Again, Tim Michaels not in attendance. He had other campaign events going on.
The guy who
the last got guy the to enter the yeah the last guy to enter the race, the guy that got the endorsement from the former president, and the guy that is technically the front runner from the latest Marquette University Law School polling. It was within the margin of error his lead was, but he was leading. He had the highest percentage in that most recent polling. That guy decided to skip the debate.
He couldn't get a charter from Connecticut, so.
I was going to say, to be fair, it's very hard to, you know, make that commute from Connecticut to Green Bay at a moment's notice, Brian.
Yeah, he couldn't get the hot air balloon there fast enough. Anyway.
But let's share the
pay
sound
no attention to the idiot behind the curtain. So here's the two people there still trying to get Donald Trump's endorsement. Check this out. They can't answer a simple question.
Mrs. Clavish. Again, please begin with yes or no, and then you may elaborate from there.
Joe, I've answered this question on your show before, and I said that the 2020 election
was rigged.
You
have to begin with a yes or no. It's a yes or no answer, then continue.
I've answered this question before on your show, and I've said that the election was rigged from the very beginning. And then I cited evidence after evidence.
No, you haven't cited any evidence whatsoever.
A yes or no must be the first answer. I'll give you one more chance, or I have to move to the next person. We're enforcing that rule with everyone. A simple yes or no, and then you can elaborate from there.
Joe, I've answered this question
on your show. I'm sorry.
Three strikes and you're out.
And you still haven't given any evidence.
I was very clear on the rules. Please cut the mic. Mr. Nicholson, you get the question. If you do not answer with a yes or no, we will cut your mic as well.
Joe, illegal conduct occurred, but I'll stop right there.
So that's the only answer you want to give. All right.
I can elaborate, but I don't think you...
No, it's either yes or no, or and then move forward from there.
They cannot answer definitively yes or no to the question, was the 2020 election stolen?
Yeah, but they can say it's rigged, but can't say it's stolen. They can say things improper, whatever. Kevin Nicholson, all I see is him walking. We're usually just walking away in my mind.
Through a field. Through
a group of people. That are parting for him so he can exit as soon as possible. My goodness, what a bunch of weak people. Just get over yourselves, move on. Like you know what? If you're going to go and do that and say yes or ignore the question, just say, you know what? I'd rather talk about things that we're going to do. Or I'd rather talk about, you know, my plan for the future. Or anything good whatsoever besides I'm weak and it was stolen and I'm showing how strong I am by perpetuating a lie that was proven by even conservative sources.
Yeah, the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty said no widespread voter fraud.
Yeah. Well, you know,
the liberal voice of Wisconsin, right?
They pulled all the minorities in the room, and the minority group in the room said Nothing, because there were none there. All right, let's talk to Dick in Madison. How you doing, Dick?
Do we have you, Dick?
Sounds good, pal. We'll put you on hold.
We'll put you on hold.
All right, let's go to Joe in Madison. Joe, how are you, Joe?
Well, fascinating day. Several points kind of came across to me that I thought was sort of fascinating. First off, I have to applaud you, brilliant one, Brian, this last little bump out you had early on in the show where you were talking about Trump and his attempt to overtake the Secret Service agent who was driving, and he ran the little song, "Don't Drive Angry."
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Well, at best, he's basically sitting on the guy's lap. Like, how is he going to
– Yes.
What were you going to do?
Yeah, is he going to elbow him out of the way and grab the wheel? Just
there's no way he was going over the center council, Joe. I don't know what in his mind he thought he could do other than maybe by, like, grabbing the wheel, trying to get the Secret Service agent driving him to slam on the brakes, and then he could maybe negotiate from there. But I don't know.
His foreign policy is based on his knowledge of Sicario 2, Day of the Soldad, so – he may have thought he was in some sort of action movie at the time.
Right. And making some attempts. And some have argued, okay, well, he just grabbed a Secret Service guy. You know, he grabbed him around the throat, apparently. Is this assault against a Secret Service guy? And what is the Secret Service guy? What is he allowed to do to subdue the president? Could he tase the president to get him to stop? Could he take out his gun and, you know, kneecap him to get the president to stop? It's a really interesting point that in the ludicrousness of all of this, in this very, very serious, this is critical for our democracy. And here's this knob who's throwing sandwiches or, you know, his hamburgers against the wall, this sort of thing. I think
hockey puck of a steak.
Looking at. Yeah, it's something that dribbles, and, you know, why not just put a frame around it and say, here's the wall art created by Trump. Do give him the respect he deserves.
It would have been the only thing he's actually created in his life.
Exactly. The nice little portrait on the wall via hamburger. I think it was interesting when they related that Trump's words were, Mike deserves it, and I don't think they're doing anything wrong. What an amazing thing to say.
Well, that was Mark Meadows saying,
"We love you."
Is you saw his tweet. He believes that Mike Pence deserved what the mob was coming to do.
To hang him. And I think, right, and to look at the narrative of what this committee put together, because they concluded this day with examples of people who stood up and did the right thing, starting with this 25-year-old woman, for God's sakes, who said, as an American, I was disgusted. And then also profiling that guy who said he looked at the tweet that Trump sent out and said, that's it, I'm done as of today.
And Joe, sorry to cut you off. We're coming here to the end of the show. But there was also Congresswoman Liz Cheney put into evidence of witness tampering, potentially. There were unnamed articles of threatening witnesses before they testified before the committee. Folks, you've been listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got the Devil's Advocates coming up next. If you missed any portion of the show, check out the podcast, or we'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m.
They'd never believe that Trump was a threat coming at him.
Never, apparently.
I was defending myself.
I know how you feel, but go home and go home.